we present Operation Lightning Pegasus by Alec Rowe, with Timothy West as Agamemnon and Norma Ronald as Helen of Troy.
Tyrrhenians 1, Trojan B 3. Myrmidons 6, Lycians 1. Ithacans 7, Dardanians 7. Spartans 0, Trojan A 0.
Hello, darling. Good battle?
Not bad, darling. We got a no score draw. We're quite pleased. The Spartans are a tough nut to crack.
Daddy was hoping for a win.
That siege is for you. Could you pass me the soap, Andromache?
Another wound?
Oh, yes. Dabbed in through the thigh.
Poor darling. Hector, how did that nice little Echepolis of a Bantia get on against Ajax?
Massacred, I'm afraid.
Rotten luck.
Absolutely. What sort of day have you had, darling?
Come on! Get stuck into them, Jimmyus! Look at them! Look at them, Patroclus! My invulnerable myrmidons!
You ride them too hard, Achilles. They do well enough. It's early in the season yet.
I'm as sick as a parrot, man.
You won. 6-1.
Nobody scores against myrmidons. Early training tomorrow, Pat. The three S's. Stamina, strength, skills. With Aeneas and the Dardanians ahead.
And what about yourself?
What about myself?
Achilles, man, you've three arrows and a spearhead in you.
Aye, it was an easy day.
Evening, Greek.
Evening, Trojan.
Still at it, then?
Oh, that's right. Stake posts for the wall round the ships. Wood, wood, wood. Where do they think it all comes from?
Grows on trees.
What trees? When I came to this fizzing place of yours, no offence, Trojan, 10 years ago there was wood everywhere. Forest, glades, dingles. Mount Ida over there was thick as any god's beard. Now look at it.
Smooth as Juno's breast.
Wood to repair ships, stockades. Wood for building barracks and patching up chariots. Oh, I don't know. What are you here for?
Oh, Hector needs spear shafts. If the war don't end soon, we're throwing stones at each other. Hey, how's the masterpiece coming along?
Oh, can't get the hours in. All this war business.
I can give you an hour tomorrow.
Oh, fair enough.
It's beautiful.
Oh, man's got to have a hobby.
Almost finished. Any particular horse?
Before I was dragged off to fight against you lot, I worked in the stables of Epulius, chief groom.
Go on.
No less. Oh, and that was our star mount, that was. Yeah. Well, better get on. You could use those branches I've cut for your spear shaft.
Oh, thanks. They're a right warlike lot, your heroes, aren't they?
Fight, fight, fight. I rather like your bunch. Oh,
bit stuck up.
What did you say your name was?
Phelops.
I'm Philicus.
Order! Order! Questions to mighty Agamemnon, our great leader. Podes of Sicilia.
Revered Nestor. Many of us on this non-hero side of the assembly did not see our great leader in the field today. Is mighty Agamemnon quite well?
I am grateful for the unaccustomed concern of Podes of Sicilia for my health. I am quite well. Thestes of Smyrna.
Revered Nestor. Is mighty Agamemnon, our great leader, aware of the unanimous prophecy of our soothsayers that Troy will not fall after Troilus, prince of Troy, has achieved the age of 20, and that the said Troilus is currently 19 years and 6 months old?
Yes, sir. I would, however, remind Thestes of Smyrna of a saying we have in Mycenae, too many sayers spoil the sooth. Son Revered Nestor, would mighty Agamemnon, our great leader, comment upon the rumors at this moment in time that the 10-year siege of Troy has less to do with the alleged abduction of Helen, his brother's wife, by the Trojan prince Paris, and more to do with the disruption and destruction of Troy as an impediment to Greek free trade? And will he furthermore admit that the constant assertions from him and his heroes concerning the intervention of certain gods and goddesses on both sides is no more than a device to conceal and excuse the ineptitude and inefficiency of the most right-wing and bone-headed clutch of heroes ever to leave the show of Greece?
A difficult day, Menelaus. They're beginning to catch on. More wine?
Low-born rabble from the fringes of civilization, brother. Yes, thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. You said we were discussing a secret plan.
I don't suppose there is one.
Of course there isn't a plan.
Oh, perhaps we'd better find one, if only as camouflage.
And from whom do you suppose we get such a plan?
Well, Achilles?
Retarded. All he wants to do is to get his appalling myrmidons knee-deep in Trojan intestines, then jog back to the camp and sing jolly songs of brotherhood and play healthy games. There's a weakness afoot in Achilles.
All the same, these closet homosexuals. Odysseus.
Odysseus is so stupid he couldn't find his way home if you pointed him in that direction. And Nestor's senile. Ajax has not only the frame of an ox, but the intelligence to match it. What about you? Do you have any ideas?
Not me. I'm a king. Thinking's the most awful sweat. I know my limitations and leave it to others. You?
No, my hands are full running the HQ.
You know who that leaves?
I'm afraid so.
At least Diomedes has ideas.
Three a day, often more. It's not natural.
Is he still trying to tunnel under the walls of Troy?
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, he has to keep coming up at night to see where he's got to. From the ramparts, the Trojans must think they've got moles.
Still, he's keen.
If we need camouflage, brother, you might have to rekindle the old story and challenge Paris to single combat. He's no great fighter.
Not keen, old chap.
My Helen, what can they see in each other? I seem to remember she was very pretty, and he was very nice.
Oh, that was 10 years ago. And, oh, God, the pain of that mindless giggle. Could curdle milk at 10 paces.
Darling, it wasn't that amusing. And what's happened to the milk?
Are you quite satisfied with the results, Father?
For this stage in the season, I thought we had a good day. Pass me the fruit, Hecuba, dear wife. Thank you. Are you satisfied, Hector?
Yes. Generally a good show, I thought. Your lads will be going out again tomorrow, Paris.
Jolly good.
They need a few good hard matches on the trot. Your defence looks shaky under pressure this afternoon, and you might tell your central defenders to be a shade faster covering the rear.
Must we talk shop at dinner?
More wine, anyone? Paris?
Thanks awfully, no. I'm for an early night, if nobody minds. Got a battle to fight tomorrow, it seems. Ready, darling?
Always ready, Paris.
Good night, Father, Mother, Hector, Cassandra.
Sleep well.
He will.
I do wish she wouldn't call him Parry. Now, what's that? Can't we even eat in peace?
One of Diomedes' damned tunnels hitting the foundations, I expect. I'll go and organise some assistance.
Not too much. You know how noise disturbs your mother.
I have to look into some entrails. Good night, Father. Mother. Sleep well.
Will I?
Not very, actually.
Call in a harper, steward.
Sir.
Oh, where's it all gone? The fun, the gaiety that once was Troy. Where's the joy in entrails? And they were such lovely children.
Morning!
Oh, morning!
Beautiful day. Going up to the forest?
Aye. Hector needs wood for boarding up Diomedes' old tunnel. What's up?
I'm here to get wood for his new tunnel.
Oh, once he gets an idea, he sticks to it, I'll say that for him. Hey, still, means we can put in a few hours on horse, we know when a wiser.
Right, thanks.
Oh, what a morning.
Yeah. I suppose you must miss your home and family and that.
Ah, the kids wouldn't know me if I walked through the front door today. The old woman too, probably.
Oh, that's tough.
For our rotten leaders, heroes, as they call themselves, it's different. Wars here, wars there. They've never had a settled home since they were tall enough to lift a javelin. Nothing to lose. How old are you, lad?
17.
Same age as my son. More than one third of my life I've spent down at that holiday camp by the sea. Hello.
Who is it?
Diomedes. At the horse.
Oh, Fizzy Nora.
Hey, leave the talking to me. Fine. Morning, sir.
Are you the fellow I sent to bring wood?
Sir?
What's this?
Where, sir?
Here, man. It's a horse. A gigantic wooden horse.
Well, I never.
What an extraordinary sight. It must be 20 feet high.
24, actually, sir.
You've seen this horse before?
Yes, sir. I made it, sir. 5 years' work, sir.
What's your name?
Philicus, sir.
Extraordinary.
Thank you, sir.
How many others know about this horse?
Oh, just me, sir. And my mate here.
Good. Hide it.
Hide it, sir?
We could pull branches round it.
Name?
Melops, sir.
Tell you what, Melops. Pull branches round it. Cover it completely. Neither of you is to tell anyone else about this horse. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. You won't destroy it, sir, or anything like that?
Definitely not. I regard this horse as a divine portent. This horse is a sign from the gods. Athena, probably. You were divinely inspired, were you not?
Just bored, sir.
It is, Hollow.
Yes, good, good. This forest is now out of bounds. This horse is now top secret. Excellent.
And the wood for the new tunnel, sir?
Tunnels are obsolete.
What do you make of that?
Oh, better do like he said and get the horse covered.
It is, Hollow.
Oh, no idea of craft here, Ace. Right, come on.
Yes, Diomedes?
Mighty Agamemnon, our great leader. I have a plan.
Another?
Operation Lightning Pegasus, sir.
You're going to fly into Troy?
No, sir. The Trojans are going to let us into their city without even knowing it.
God almighty.
12 of us are going to hide inside a horse.
Won't that be rather uncomfortable?
Especially for the horse.
A wooden horse, sir. A gigantic wooden horse.
A gigantic wooden horse?
Right, sir.
Just how does it get into Troy? Trot.
No, sir, you don't understand. 12 hand-picked men hide inside the horse.
Oh, great.
Everybody else sails away, pretending to have abandoned the siege. So there's the horse left. A gift. Honourable foes and all that. A souvenir from a defeated army. Just the sort of sentimentality the Trojans enjoy. They take it into the city, sort of monument to Trojan superiority. Chaps inside creep out and unlock the gates at night. Meanwhile, back comes the fleet under cover of darkness, and the army marches in through the open gate.
The boy's a fool.
Brother, a word apart.
What, Menides?
It would at least enable you to tell the assembly that a plan is underway.
But stuffing a toy horse with soldiers...
I know, but it could keep things quiet for a while. Major tactical breakthrough, intensive training underway on secret project... Keep Diomedes happy.
And quiet. Diomedes.
Sir?
We agree to preliminary planning and tests to be undertaken in strictest secrecy, of course.
And you must treat this ingenious plan as totally your own, Diomedes. No reports, written or verbal. Security is of the essence. Right, sir. I understand. Thank you, mighty Agamemnon. Thank you, noble Menelaus. Good night.
Good night, Diomedes.
This is it, Odysseus. What do you think?
Splendid.
Absolutely. Sergeant?
Sir?
Have you got the ladder?
Sir?
Give it to me and line up the men.
Sir, all right, you men. Get lined up. Come on, come on, come on. Up here, by the way.
It's enormous. How's it going to get to Troy?
Thought I'd get the chappy that built it a show on a few wheels. There. Ladder in position. Men ready, Sergeant?
Ready, sir.
Now listen, you men. Intention? To find out how many full-armed men we can get inside Pegasus. Method? There's a sort of entry here, between the back legs. First man goes up the ladder, into the horse, along the horse, and settles himself somewhere up by the neck.
I'll be number one, sir.
Good man. Settle in and let us know. I'll send number two to join you. Off you go.
Settle, sir.
Corporal! Number three. Damn.
Back to the drawing board, I'm afraid, old boy.
Damn, damn, damn. Morning, men. Filicus, isn't it? And Mellops. Been waiting for you. Yeah.
Came to finish off the horse, sir.
Yeah, only someone's done it for us.
Quite. Now listen carefully. No use crying over spilt milk, great shame and all that, but this is a time of war. There have to be casualties. Now, you are going to rebuild this horse.
Sir?
To new specifications drawn up myself. I have them here. You are both to move quarters from the camp. You are to stay here and make Pegasus Mark II. That's what I've decided to call the thing. I'll see you have a requisition order for tented food and all that. Any questions?
When exactly would you want the job completed by, sir?
No hurry. Do it well. 4 days will be acceptable.
4 days?
It took 5 years.
This is war. There'll be no distractions. You can work day and night. Now, I've placed a cordon of guards around the forest with orders to shoot and kill if anyone tries to approach. Or to leave. You do understand.
Sir.
Good. Excellent. Here are the new plans. I shall see you again in 4 days' time. At ease.
Oh, let's have a look at these new specifications.
Yeah.
What's that meant to be when it's at home?
Good morning, Paris.
Morning, Hector.
Helen.
Hello, lovely Hector.
It's awfully early, brother.
Yes, I'm awfully sorry to intrude. I thought you might be up. Yes. I won't keep you a moment. Just wanted to let you know battle orders.
Oh, fire away.
Actually, leave the paramour alone a moment. There's good news and bad news.
I love good news.
The good news is that there's a truce.
Oh, haven't had a truce for ages.
No fighting.
As for bad news, Menelaus has challenged you to single combat. That's you, brother. On a basis of winner takes all. That's you, Helen. I took the liberty of accepting on your behalf. No need to thank me.
Absolutely.
Darling Parry, you'll be fighting for me.
To the death, I suppose.
Or as dears makes no difference, you know, sort of thing. Good. I shall act as your second. See you when you're ready. I said 11 sharp. We can break for lunch if you're still at it at 1. Match over at sundown. Resume tomorrow if no clear result. Sorry to intrude. Brother? Helen?
Oh, Fizz!
Darling, that's not very heroic.
But your husband, Menelaus, is a terrible man. He's all muscle and determination.
But you're much younger and stronger. Oh, it's so romantic. Me, little Helen, fought over by husband and lover. You must wear your best panther skin and that helmet with a lovely long plume. Oh, and your splendid greaves with those sweet little ankle clips.
Helen, if I mean, if I happened to, for want of a better word, lose, you wouldn't go back to that ghastly old husband of yours, would you?
Oh, Perry, who can say? I might. 10 years in a besieged city can get very boring sometimes.
Fizz, fizz, fizz.
Darling Perry.
What?
What does fizz mean?
Far too naughty to explain.
Kings, princes, nobles, queen, my lords, ladies and gentlemen. On my left, with the yellow hour and a peroxide shield, the challenger, second in command of the great forces, Menelaus, King of Sparta. On my right, the horsehair plume and a sweet little ankle clips, the defender, very noble, Paris, Prince of Troy.
Lin, now illegal for us to break when told. I'm a student of King and Prince.
Just get on with it.
Yes?
King, will you call?
Heads.
Heads or cheeks?
Well done, brother.
Lord Paris takes first hurl. King Menelaus has choice of weapons.
Spears.
12 paces slow march to the drum. Turn and face. 1 ritual insult each and fire when ready. Outward, turn. And march. Silence, if you please, for ritual exchange of insults. Menelaus to serve.
Oh, peacock, pretty prince of Troy, who desecrated my hospitality by stealing away my much-missed wife, now is come the hour of reckoning. Despair, infected spawn of an infected breed. I, Menelaus, king of Sparta, innocent regal cuckold, I'm going to skewer that puny body from orifice to appetite.
Oh, well insulted, brother.
Silence, if you please, for return of ritual insult from Paris, Prince of Troy.
Paris, don't come along.
Say
something if it's only a goodbye.
Menelaus! Menelaus is... It's a stinky poo!
I'm what?
Stinky poo.
Stinky poo?
Not a good start, Paris.
Seconds to withdraw.
Oh, well. Good luck.
I'm terrified.
Nonsense. The first wound's always the worst.
All the best, Menelaus.
No, I'm too old for this sort of thing.
Silence, please. Paris to Earl. Quiet, if you please.
Oh, my God.
Oh, straight to this season.
Love, 15. Menelaus to Earl. Quiet, please.
24 paces, wind slightly westerly, elevation. Thus, steady.
Foul, he moved.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
Noble Hector, did he not move?
I didn't, brother, did I?
Bad show, Paris.
30, love. 3 for all. Play.
Get him, brother.
Single combat's not what it was, I remember.
No, indeed. At least Paris still has his sword.
But since his helmet's jammed over his face, he can't see what to do with it.
Undignified.
Quite. Oh, dear, now he's dropped it.
I say, is that allowed?
Probably.
It's not very noble to drag a chap round by the plume of his helmet, particularly when the chin strap's strangling him.
I'd
still think my brother is going to try to drag him all the way back to the Greek camp.
That's miles away.
Don't seem unnecessarily exhibitionist. Oh, the chin strap snapped.
Good. The helmet's been pulled off, too.
Your brother doesn't look at all well.
All right. All right. I was going to drag you to the camp and slaughter you. You may as well be here and now.
She still giggles. In fact, it's worse. Remember breakfast in bed and all those crumbs?
Grapple.
What?
Grapple, man. Hand to hand if you want to talk.
Oh, right.
What are you trying to say?
The dress spills. And she doesn't get any younger.
The giggle, is it worse?
Oh, much worse. As for amatorial duties,
How often?
3 times daily, at least.
All right. I grapple about what I think. Hair.
Falls out in handfuls.
Makeup?
1/2 inch thick.
All right. How do we get out of this?
I could give you a little wound.
No. Kick up the dust.
Dust? Dust.
The ground's dry as powder. Kick it up and scuffle. Like this. More.
Now what?
Secret door. Under the west turret.
I say, you're not supposed to know about that.
Scuffle, you fool. Now, towards the door. Right. Get in. This is a divine intervention, right?
Right. Who's?
Oh, but the Aphrodite. Get in.
Where is he? What god or goddess has cheated me of revenge? Oh, unjust gods, to deprive me of my rightful prey.
Kings, queen, princes and princesses, and nobles, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, by a majority decision, in spite of divine intervention, the winner, Menelaus, King of Sparta.
Oh, our brother claimed the victory.
Too old for this.
Trojans, allies of Troy.
Pray silence for mighty Agamemnon, our great leader.
It is clear that Menelaus is the conqueror. I hereby claim on his behalf Helen, his dear wife, and all goods pertaining to her.
No, shut up, brother.
What?
As king of Troy, mighty Agamemnon, I refer you to clause 42B of the Rules of Siege Conduct. Divine intervention takes precedence over human activity. Your brother's one-time wife accordingly stays in this city, her chosen home.
Thank God for that.
Unfortunately.
Sorry, Agamemnon. Fiasco, I'm afraid. Same time tomorrow for resumation of normal hostilities.
10:30 sharp.
Right.
Make the announcement, Herald.
By decree of both commanders, normal hostilities to be resumed as soon as possible. I thank you. This has been your Herald and referee, Metacarsis of Alexandria. And good morning.
What's time, Phil?
Well, past midnight.
Oh, screw this. I'm knackered.
4 days, he said, and 4 nights. How are you getting on with the head and neck section?
You know, I reckon there's someone going to sit in that neck.
Go on.
No, I mean it. He wants the eye holes drilled 2 inches apart. Nah. That's man's eyes, not horses.
A spying device, then, you reckon?
Well, it could be. Anyway, hum some bread and cheese an hour or two, Kip.
Fair enough. He's setting up some good booze and grub. Say that for him. Oh, I like it here, Mel. Just the two of us. No parades, no inspections. Hey, you could be right. There's room for a good 5 or 6 inside this box.
Good luck to him. Where's food?
Mel.
Yeah?
I reckon this could all turn into a fiasco.
The war, you mean? Always was.
We ought to think about getting right out of it. Away from Troy, once and for all.
A bit drastic.
Work it out. Greeks win, your home gets burned down. Trojans win, I'm marooned here, enemy alien. And that's if we're still alive.
Yeah, but we're out of fighting now.
Listen, This monstrosity we're knocking together, top secret, right?
Uh-huh.
So how are they going to keep it secret once we've finished it?
Fizzing, Nora.
Yeah, so think on. We are safe while we're building, right?
Right.
So the longer it takes, the better.
Right.
All right, you two.
Who's that?
Never you mind. I've got orders from Lord Diomedes.
Only just finished work, Sarge.
I can't help that. The hero now, he wants his horse finished within 24 hours.
But he said 4 days.
Plans has changed. He'll be up later, if he's still in one piece. Oh. He sent me up to keep an eye on you. So get moving.
Oh. What's it all about, Sarge?
Don't ask me, son. I just obey orders. My orders is to cut off a few unimportant bits every time you slack.
I don't have any unimportant bits.
I'll find some. Work.
We're working. We're working.
It's all out war down there from dawn tomorrow, my lads.
So, Paris takes the right wing, Helena's straight down the middle, I'm Mob Up and support, Aeneas, left wing, Amazon's in reserve. Any questions?
Do we have to?
Yes. Any more questions? No? Right. Get on with it.
So, Ajax takes the right flank, Menelaus straight down the middle, Diomedes mops up and supports, Odysseus left flank, me in reserve. Any questions?
Isn't all-out war rather ignoble, sir?
Yes. Any more questions? No? Right. Get on with it.
How's the you-know-what coming along?
Splendidly.
That's something, then. Well, good hunting, Dio. Death or glory, eh?
Rather. Just wish Achilles could get over his sulk. We could do with him and his myrmidons.
Revered Nestor's with him now.
Such a fuss. Mighty Agamemnon steals slave girls from everyone. Perks of leadership.
Absolutely.
No!
But Achilles, Hector's changed the rules. It's all out war.
Nothing to do with me.
We need you out there.
Shan't.
Noble Achilles, our attack is strong enough, but our defense is weak. We need somebody who is tight at the back.
Patroclus and I are just good friends. What are you trying to insinuate?
What's happening down on plain, Sarge?
You keep working, son. I've chosen your particular unimportant bit.
We're almost finished.
I should hope so.
Well, you could at least tell us what's going on down there.
Bad news, my son. All conquering Zeus, as in his golden scales, weigh victory and defeat in the balance, and the Trojans is irresistible in might and fury. Neither mighty Agamemnon can stand his ground, nor yet even the valiant Odysseus. Nay, nor Ajax, mighty warrior though he be. Not even the graceful age of revered Nestor deters the Trojans from their headlong onslaught. Surely the gods is with them, and amongst the fleeing Greeks great is a rout thereof, and terrible the black panic as the forces of Troy sweeps down on the unprotected Greek ships. Stuff me, lads, it's a right cock-up.
Trojan hearts are warm and light, we dream of home. Greece and Gods says
jolly well done, Paris. You fought marvellously.
That was a super stirring speech you made.
Not bad. Pity about sundown. We'll have to wait 12 hours now.
Why is it that everything happens in 12s? Is it a Trojan thing or a Greek thing?
Six of one, half a dozen of the other, I suppose.
You know, all-out war's quite fun. How are the wounds?
Mustn't grumble. The spear in the shoulder's not too troublesome, but the arrows through the arm and leg are playing out a bit.
Poor old thing, you look like a porcupine.
I bet I do. Ah, good, here comes the surgeon.
I'll leave you to it. Chin-chin, see you in the thick of it. Super to have driven the Greeks back to their ships. Evening, men.
Evening, sir.
Good show today.
Thank you, sir. You sir. Well.
Evening, bodyguard.
Evening, sir. Visitor in your tent, sir.
Visitor?
Surprise visit. What for a brave boy. Come here, darling. Let me help you off with your armor. Oh, you were magnificent, darling. Watching you fight. My tummy went all wobbly. Oh, hurry up, darling. Oh, isn't this so romantic? Stars, fires, war, and a little touch of Parry in the night.
The ladder, Sergeant.
Ladder, sir.
How do you think they're doing?
Along to the neck.
Right, sir. Couldn't say.
Corporal, couldn't cut. Ready to follow on?
Exhausted.
Up you go.
Why not the letters? What?
Number three.
Not interested.
Now, wait.
Hey.
Right, number three.
You want some more of this wine?
Splendid. Number four. Move along there, number three. Number four's waiting.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Stand by, number five. In you go, number four. Number five.
You can uncross your fingers now. All right, very well. I agree we can't survive without Achilles. I'll send him the girl back. I'll present him with half my own spoils of war, and if we ever get to sack Troy, he can take whatever he wants. In the unlikely event of our ever reaching Greece again, he can have my daughter. He can have my son, if he prefers. Here's a full list of what I'm willing to offer him. Just get him fighting again, Odysseus. I'm relying on you.
Turn off that fizzing alarm.
Good morning, my lads. Oh. Sunny morning it may be for us Greeks.
Oh, just give us the new plans.
Plans, secret weapon, Pegasus Mark III, pertaining to.
Oh, fizzing.
There then. Cheer up, brave face, if you please. Work to begin in 5 minutes, or snip a snap.
Sarge, you're dead beat.
And why is he not here himself in person?
Mighty Agamemnon, our great leader's frightfully busy, Achilles. It's almost dawn, and he has the last-ditch defense to plan. As his authorized representative, I have a full list of the reparations Mighty Agamemnon is prepared to concede, if only you'll fight.
Do you play the harp?
No.
Good. Give him a harp, Patroclus. Pat and I will like a little song without breakfast. Good, Pat. Right, there's your harp.
But I can't sing and I can't play.
Now you listen to me, Odysseus. I might fight.
Oh, thank you.
Then again, I might not. What is required from you as Agamemnon's authorized representative is a little humiliation, somewhat akin to groveling.
This is too much, Achilles.
Can the Greeks survive without me and my myrmidons today?
No.
You'll realize that my ships are at the far end of the line, and we'll be out to sea before the burning of the ships is halfway.
Yes.
So sing.
On the first day of... On the first day of fighting, Agamemnon sends to thee 20 shining cauldrons, 19 pots of silver, 18 trojan
cats. Hey, go get the lads in, Patroclus. Say like a good laugh.
17 pairs of horses. Four chariots, three young men, two dancing girls.
And a handsome Apollo
Well sung, Odysseus, well sung. The third time through was even better. Fine, fine try. Well, well, get to it, myrmidons. Ready to sail within the hour. Goodbye, Odysseus.
What?
The content was fine. The groveling left a little to be desired. All aboard, lads!
Mighty Agamemnon will not be amused, Achilles.
No, but I am.
Sneak back to you, wee slicket, timorous chieftain.
Oh, stuck him like a poet. Right, hoist up the sails, my bonny lads.
You don't think we, well, maybe ought to help out just a bit?
I will not fight, man. I'm content watching. If you're so keen, you take the lads out yourself for a while.
They're not follow me.
Not know if you put on my armor. I'll give you till midday. How's that, my bonny lad? Then we sail.
You're on, Achilles.
Now, no heroics, mind. You just push them back from the ships. And look out for Hector. Yon man never does anything by halves.
Antenor, don't suppose you care to burn ships numbers 38 to 43? Fine, thank you.
I can manage about six more, Hector.
Jolly good, Paris. 44 to 50, then.
Half century up. Hot work.
And you might ask if he'd arm us to take 51 to 55. Good Lord. Look over to the west. Isn't that Achilles Mountains? Switch Troilus to the far end and get Helenus to support it. I don't like this, Paris. Not one little bit.
It's Achilles, my lads. Achilles and his myrmidons.
Oh, let's have a look, Sarge.
Work on with hope in your hearts.
I thought Achilles was forward in combat.
Horse to combat is your concern, lad. Work on. I'll keep you posted. Oh, beautiful. You're telling us how advancing down the right. Beats one man, two. Oh, slap into the myrmidon defence. It's Achilles now, taking up in midfield. He's caught Eleanor's defence square. Achilles through. And racing on to Sarpedon of Lycia. There's one way, checks, makes space, and shoots. Yes, brilliant! Winner all the way, straight through Sarpedon. Left him for dead. The tables has turned. We were totally get safe back to South the city before the Myrmidons cut them off. Will Achilles catch Hector? Daybreak! Come and look at this, my lads. Our noble heroes have saved the day. Achilles! Achilles! Gates open! Come on, Antenor! Helenus, hurry up! Try! No, shut the gates! Come on, lend a hand! Troy is at risk! Close the gates! Well done! Well done! Where's Hector? Hector! Hector! Open the gates! Hector! Here, come in! Shut the gates!
Mighty Achilles, we leaders and heroes greet your more than timely intervention with acclamation and your success with delight. We stand now at the very gates of Troy, and I ask you to remove your helmet so that I may plant on your cheek the kiss of comradeship before we call upon the city to surrender. Patroclus?
Aye, it is I, Patroclus.
But we thought, I mean, everybody thought
that... Ah, that's the typical lowlander mentality for you. You'll follow a suit of armour. You don't care about the man within.
But Patroclus, the fact is, they thought you were Achilles.
We all did.
This puts us in a very difficult position.
Well, I saved your ships, didn't I?
Good afternoon, Patroclus.
Aye. Good afternoon to you, Hector.
Well, then, best be consolidating our position back at the camp.
Oh, quite. Rebuilding to be done. Thank you, Patroclus.
Yes, thanks awfully, Patroclus.
Good, sir.
Rather.
Goodbye.
Where are you all going? Myrmidons, you too.
Aye. Well, Patroclus.
April Fool.
All right, so no legs at all, if that's what he wants. He calls it a horse, but if he wants no legs on it, fine.
No neck neither. Yeah. Wheels in place of legs, no head.
Once upon a time, you built a horse. Real craft. Beautiful. Perfect.
Fact of life. The military desecrates everything.
Nah.
Hey, come and sit under these goat skins. It's the rain. It's depressing. You're tired.
It's not the rain. It's that thing.
Come on. I'll brew something up. Then we'll get some kip.
Yeah. Hey, it was a good idea to fit a couple of skins on branches to keep rain off fire.
See how they rise up from the heat?
You get enough goat skins and fire, and you'd float up over Olympus.
You're a clever boy, Millips. Did I ever tell you?
This is a very silent breakfast.
Hector, my son, we have news. Achilles is preparing to fight.
Yes. Pass me a few of those delicious grapes. Thank you.
He is burning for revenge against you.
So I should imagine.
Why don't you take the day off, darling?
No, I'd be fine. You see, Achilles hasn't fought for days. He's not match fit at all. I'm going to put on no armour and simply tire him out, let him chase me round Troy a few times, and when he's exhausted, I'll kill him. God wheeze, I thought. Is there more coffee?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Morning.
Do you have to bring your entrails to the table, Cassandra?
Oh, I'm not stopping. I just came to say goodbye to Hector.
See you tonight.
Goodbye, Hector.
So, at last you dare to stand against me alone, Hector. I see you're not an armor man. Do you think I'm going to wait till you change? One spear and lightweight at that will not help you.
You seem to have enough armor for both of us.
Mock not this armor. It has been forged for me in the fires of Vulcan. This breastplate of gold is the work of a god. This golden helmet is invincible. The shield, you see, is the masterpiece. Five layers engraved with the sun, the moon, the stars, cities, and over here, vineyards, minstrels, dancers.
Very vulgar.
Stand back, all of you, and keep your places. This man is mine. Stand your ground and fight, damn you. Where are you running to?
Oh, I can hardly look. Poor lovely Hector. Golden armor is all very well, but it must be terribly heavy.
Tiring, old boy. Not what you wear.
I'll have your guts for bowstrings. Stand still, damn you, and fight.
You only have to catch me.
Coward!
Nonsense.
Come on, Achilles. Do come on.
He's definitely slower on the second lap.
He should get rid of that very large shield. He looks like a demented mushroom.
Hector seems to be pacing himself nicely.
I say, Achilles...
Stop! Stop, you damn Trojan! Is this combat or is it not? I need a rest. I've been twice round the city walls.
As long as you like. Shall I send in for a chair?
You think that's funny? Humiliating heroes.
Hilarious.
Oh, look, Daddy dear. Well, Achilles has stopped and the other Greeks are crowding round.
And Hector, my dear son?
Lightly leaning on his spear, father. Oh, good. Paris is taking him a
well
drink.
Done, brother. He's wilting. It must be very damp inside all that gold. Wine?
Thanks awfully, Paris. Yes, I hope so. This is very good.
Light on the palate, but deceptively teasing.
Cyprian? 86.
Bang on!
Massage his calves, Diomedes. Odysseus, wave your shield to give him some breeze. He won't fight.
He's trying to wear you out.
He's damn well going to succeed. Oh, this flaming shield weighs a ton.
Couldn't you dispense with some of your armor, mighty Achilles?
Oh, you heard my ritual boast. What sort of fool am I going to look if I throw it all away? Oh, Agamemnon, help me.
I'm thinking. How much time do we have?
Not much. Hector's finished his drink.
Achilles, after the next circuit.
I can do another circuit.
Of course you can. Listen, when you come round the west corner of the walls...
West?
The corner over there. Come round and tuck yourself into that angle that the rampart makes. Either Hector's going to go round again and you can surprise him, or he's going to miss you and come back to look for you, and you can jump out at him.
Jump? But in this lot... Anyway, I'll be in full view, man.
Not of Hector. And don't worry about Paris. We'll look after him. It's your only chance.
Oh, help me to my feet.
Good luck.
Oh, third time round. And Achilles is well behind.
I wonder, could Hector be planning to lap him and take him from behind?
I do believe he is. Oh, my clever darling.
Where are they now?
Out of sight. They should be just below us soon.
At the west corner.
I say... Paris, noble lord.
Yes?
A brief word in your helmet.
What do you want, mighty Agamemnon?
It's a very hot day, and you seem to have some wine. It seems to us you may soon be celebrating your brother's victory. Ah, poor simple Achilles.
Serves him right.
Quite. If you could spare some of that wine.
All right. I'm coming over. No dirty tricks, mind.
No. Keep him talking. Keep him occupied. He must have his back to the city walls.
Oh, that's funny.
What is funny, Helen?
Well, look. There's Hector again. But I can't see Achilles.
Hector! Turn!
Good Lord!
And die!
Awfully bad form.
Die, Hector!
You heel.
What?
When I left there, I passed through Pylos. Wherefore was that cry?
I'm afraid Achilles has just killed your brother.
Ah.
And here you are, outside the walls, surrounded by your enemies.
Ah. Take care, Greeks. The god Apollo is at my side.
No, he's not.
No? Oh. All right, then. Open the gates! Open the gate!
Oh, noble Achilles. Well done.
Congratulations.
Get me out of this armor.
Honestly, Helen, the way they're all going on at me.
Poor Harry.
There's Andromache being so noble and understanding about my not keeping an eye open for Hector that I know she really blames me.
It was fate, Harry.
Cassandra smirks. Mother refuses to speak to me. And even Father, when he appointed me the new commander-in-chief of Troy, asked me when he should begin evacuation plans.
Oh, come to bed.
I thought I'd rally the troops after supper. You know, cheer them up a bit. I said, remember what we're fighting for? And one cheeky little man said, because the Prince of Hearts stole one of Menelaus' tarts. And when the officer called for three cheers, I only got one. They said it was inflation due to siege economy.
Oh, don't be gloomy. Come to bed.
I'm too upset.
Menelaus was never too upset.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm going to sleep in the spare room.
Ready, men. On the word, Geronimo!
It works! Oddy, at last, it works! 12 seconds! Oh, well done, Philicus. Well done, Melops. Now, either of you artists...
Painted up a few Greek vases in my time, sir.
Good. Paint it up a bit. You know, make it more...
like a horse?
Precisely. You'll have the paint tomorrow. Men back to the camp, Sergeant. Strictest security. Await further orders.
Sir, single file men at the double. Right, paint them back to the camp, Corporal. Good eye to eyes, you pass the officers.
From the front, double.
Here. You requisitioned 20 goatskins. Didn't feel anything like the comfort of 20 goatskins in there. Not flogging them to the natives on the side, by any chance.
Fat chance any native in Stanley try to get past you.
True. Where's this nice new brazier you ordered, then?
Help yourself, Sarge.
Just going to do a few finishing touches, Sarge.
Right, Mel. Right. Good strong box, 6 feet square, right. And holes to hold the ropes up to the skin.
But my heel, psychiatrist... How did he know about my heel?
Random words from a dying man, Achilles, noble lord. Only you find significance in them.
No, he knew. By God, he knew. I can't fight anymore. I won't.
Lie down on this couch and relax, noble hero. Now, a fighting block isn't unusual at this stage of a war.
What are you saying? Fighting block.
Oh, there was your refusal to fight because of some imagined grievance against mighty Agamemnon.
Man, it wasn't imagined. He stole my slave girl.
Yes, but heroes should be above that sort of thing. How old are you?
Oh, not old.
How old?
Well, not even middle-aged. 40 next month.
Quite. A crisis of confidence isn't unusual at that age. And you're not married.
Oh, well, it's hard for a hero to get married. The traveling, the fighting. I mean, the women don't like it.
But most of the other heroes are married. Tell me about your mother.
My mother was a water nymph, and if you laugh, I'll tell you.
Did you get on well with your father?
I hardly knew him. I was raised by Charon. He taught me everything I know.
Charon? Who is Charon?
Charon? Boy, he was a centaur.
A centaur?
Aye, centaur. Centaur half. No? All right. And I swear I'll kill you for just a titter. He was a centaur.
Half man, half horse.
Oh, well, it happens all the time.
You were raised by half a man and half a horse?
Aye.
Just let me get this all down in my notes.
Say, what are you just doing?
Come and listen, Dio.
Who's inside the tent?
And Mummy dipped me in the river Styx when I was a wee bairn to make me invincible. But she had to hold me somewhere to save me falling in.
Oh, dear.
It was my right heel. Doctor, that's the only part of me that's vincible. If Hector knew, then others must.
Gosh! The man's a raving lunatic.
Oh, my God. Cannot fight.
Oh, you must. All these dream stories you've been fed in your infancy, they must be matched in reality.
But how?
It's essential that you fight tomorrow, relying on your own skill and strength.
I cannot.
The cast off the chains of illusion, noble one. Mm-mm. Only you believe that your skill and strength is the result of some random Stygian dunking. Now, let's talk of your relationship with the late Patroclus.
Is it true, Helen? Achilles actually sweeps all before him?
Afraid so. Look, we're being pressed back to the very gates.
Where is Paris?
Look, I can see Menelaus. Oh, I must say, he ages well.
This is disaster. Very edge of ruin. Hector slain, desecrated. His mother speechless with grief. Now the Greeks at our gates. Where are our leaders?
I can see Parry.
Oh.
He's down by the Dardanian gate.
Give me my bow and arrow, man.
Here you are.
Cassandra, what are you doing here?
Thought I'd slip out to witness a turning point.
Oh, so inscrutable. The dust's so thick I can hardly see.
Just fire.
I know Achilles is in the dust somewhere.
For heaven's sake, just fire.
It's going well, Achilles.
Aye, my friend. Well done, Troy, before sundown.
You think so? Well done.
Oh, it's the work of psychiatrists. He's a canny, marvellous man. He explained it all. Oh, the years I lived in illusion.
Really? I thought it was southern Thessaly.
Oh, no, my friend. All my life I've been suppressing my feelings, fooling myself, ashamed of my nature, and inventing myths to support the deception. Now I'm free. I'm out of the closet, man. Gay is good. Oh, here, you laugh at this.
No, of course not.
All my life, I believed that a wound in my heel, the right one, would be fatal. Imagine that. Oh, now I see it for the mechanistic symbolism it is. Here, look. I'll show you how free I am.
Is this a good idea?
There. Off with my sandals. A clean pair of heels.
Perhaps we should get on with the fight.
Now, Paris.
Shh, I'm trying to concentrate on my aim.
No!
You nudged me! Oh, now look what you've made me do. No idea where that arrow landed.
Well done, brother. Let's go for tea.
Oh, my God.
Steady, old man. I mean, it's hardly serious.
Oh, my God.
Arrow in the right heel? No bother. We've all had worse.
Oh, God almighty.
Self-deception out, self-knowledge in. Gay is good. Oh. Isn't that what you were saying?
Oh, my God.
It can't hurt very much, particularly to a hero. And all that Castor and Pollux about being dipped in the Styx.
Oh, so you knew it too. You all knew. It was true all the time. You deceived me.
It's only an arrow in your Achilles tendon, Achilles.
Sounds rather silly, actually.
I die.
Nonsense. It's a flesh wound, and hardly even that.
I die.
Achilles! It's only a little prick.
No, even that you knew.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Poor Achilles. The first victim of gay liberation.
The Myrmidons won't fight under anyone else. Back to the precipice of disaster.
Mighty Agamemnon! Does this mean...
Oh, I suppose so. Your men are trained and the device operational. It does seem a fatuous end to it all, even in the remote chance of it succeeding.
I wouldn't say that.
I'm sure you wouldn't. Now, listen, Diomedes. This whole siege has become a farce. I'm not having it turned into a surrealist comedy. You are quite sure that... A, the device will conceal you. B, the Trojans will be stupid enough to take you inside the city. And C, you will be able to get to the gates and open them to the rest of us.
Absolutely, sir.
Time scale?
12 hours plus another 12 for the unforeseen.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll break camp and sail away to the lee side of the island Tenedos, 12 miles away, and lay off until we have a signal. Inform all heroes of a secret meeting here at 20:00 hours. Operation Lightning Pegasus is on.
You won't regret this, sir.
I'm already regretting it, Diomedes. And send word to Sinon, the official infiltrator. I'll see him at once. We'll need someone to give the signal. In the last resort, we can always surrender.
Surrender, sir?
I'm old. I'm tired.
What's it meant to be?
It's a horse.
It doesn't look like a horse.
Yes. Round this side, it's got horse painted on it.
Most peculiar, my children.
Hello, Father.
Well, maybe it's a siege engine.
You ever seen a siege engine like this?
I've never seen anything like this.
And why leave it here on the plain?
Oh, there's sweet little ears painted. And eyes.
Now, that really is something. You know, you'd swear those eyes followed you.
You're quite sure the Greeks have gone, Paris?
Oh, yes, not a sign.
It would seem, therefore, that we have won, my dears. But what of this? Hecuba, wife? Ah, struck dumb with very wonder.
We could burn it.
Here, what do you say, Sarge?
Burn it.
Fizzing hell, quiet.
Sort of symbolic act, the enemy's last vestige gone up in smoke. I see, look, there's a set of holes drilled in the head. Supposed to look like teeth, I imagine. Shall I climb up and have a look inside?
No, never look a gift horse in the mouth.
I was wondering when someone would get round to that.
Oh, king, mighty king, have they gone? The Greeks truly gone.
Who is this?
Priam, mighty king, my name is Sinon.
You're in Greek uniform.
I am a deserter, Lord Paris. Please, you and your people to hear my sad story. If you have tears, prepare to shed them now.
Speak on.
I say, Dio, he's awfully good, isn't he?
Shh! You see before you a nothing, a mere wretched foot soldier who fell foul of the squalid, vengeful Odysseus. 1,000 curses on his name.
That's a bit strong.
Quiet, Oddie.
When it became clear that victory was yours, King Priam, I fled the Greek camp and awaited the departure of my hated comrades, ready to throw myself on your mercy, which now I do. I grovel at your feet.
Do you know anything about this device, Greek?
An offering to the goddess Athena.
But what is it?
Why, a horse, Lord Paris.
See? Told you.
But why a horse?
Why a horse?
Why not a model of the goddess, or something rather more appropriate?
But what could be more appropriate than a horse, O king?
I can't think of anything less appropriate.
A war charger, a chariot puller, but a stunted horse, misshapen and ill-conceived as the war against your city.
He is good, Oddie. You're right.
I see. We were about to burn it.
Burn it! Smash it! Tow it to the sea and send it floating away! It is the symbol of Greek failure. It is as mighty Agamemnon would have wished. Anything but set it up in Troy as a token of Greek disgrace.
Cassandra, you've been very quiet. What do you think?
Beware of Greeks bearing gifts. Or of gifts bearing Greeks, come to that.
She's so inscrutable.
But don't mind me, I'm only a prophetess.
You're so inscrutable, Cassandra. I think we should take it inside the city.
No! No, the disgrace, I beg you!
All right, we'll burn it then.
On the other hand...
It shall be taken into Troy.
Close thing, Dio.
But first it shall be drawn by the people of Troy 12 times round the perimeter of the city in honor of our victory.
How many times?
12, sir.
Oh, my God.
Fasten seatbelts.
I can't take much more of this.
How many times is that, Sarge?
Six gone, six to go.
Oh, fizzy now.
Permission to operate air conditioning, sir.
All right, but gently.
Bellows at the front to draw in fresh air. Gently. Foul air ejector at the back.
You might have checked it, Sergeant. I don't think that's funny.
Where's the damn signal?
Nobleman will lay us on board now, sir.
Where's the damn signal, brother? I've had men watching since sundown. I knew this would never work. How are things with the fleet?
Rough weather's not helping. Widespread seasickness.
Come along, Sinon. Light the flare. We'll watch for another hour, then we'll have to get back to Temenos.
Have you eaten? No, I don't want to.
Where's Sinon and his signal?
Dawn coming up, sir.
All right, men. Number five's turn near the hatch. All change.
Five to etch, four to land, all move.
Busy now.
Quiet and yours.
Will you get off?
Sarge, got to use the portable toilet.
Oh, God.
Number four to toilet, six to ten, all change round. Air conditioning. Oh,
sorry about this, Sarge.
Here, that's one.
Sorry, mate.
What's going on?
Kid shots! Playing all over us!
This is intolerable! Quiet! Can that be Sinon's signal?
But we're still outside the walls! And it's almost day!
And covered in children. Maybe they're, I don't know, some sort of camouflage. He's set up. Sinon? I'll have to take the chance. Sinon?
Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
I am the terrible god of death.
You don't look very well.
The god of death is not supposed to look well. Go away.
How many of you are there?
The terrible god of death swallows little boys who ask questions and tell tales.
I think you're Diomedes. I saw you fight against Aeneas. You weren't very good.
I am not Diomedes. Anyway, I was injured. Now go away.
Can we come in and play?
No, you can't.
Hello?
Please go away.
They're going to draw you 12 more times round the city today.
Oh, oh no.
Gosh, there are quite a lot of you, aren't there?
Please go away.
Excuse me, sir. Or I might come to the hatch. Get off, and what do you come out here again? You'll feel my hand on your backside. Now get.
God gives me answer. Shut the hatch.
Gates opening, sir. Oxen approaching.
Seatbelts.
Oh,
another day of this. And the plan will have to be changed. How are the men, Sergeant?
Three and eight unconscious, sir. Number six, not at all well.
Supplies?
Minimum rations left, sir. Water tank almost empty, sir. Portable toilet, very full.
Another day gone. At least we're stationary.
Sir, a female person approaching, sir.
Silence in the halls.
Oh, how I love the cool of the evening. You as a woman will understand. Dear goddess, in honor of you and the end of the war, I shall dance around this... your... horse. Naked.
Fizzy now.
You alone, dear Athena, know that I come to you wearing only the slightest of shifts. You alone can see beneath my youthful, supple body.
Let's have a look.
Who's watchman on this outfit?
See, I cast my shift away. Oh, see my body, dear goddess, for which I was stolen from Menelaus.
Corporal Down, Sergeant Up.
Ah, sound.
You heard.
Now I begin my lascivious dance. I shall play with myself on the pipes.
Oh, what a woman. Let's take a peep, Sarge. What a woman.
Please there, Sarge, you had your turn. 1,000 ships? That was only for the face.
Sarge, my dear.
Come on, Sarge.
What do you mean?
I think this is getting out of control, Daniel.
Getting a bit out of control myself, Oddie.
Get back, Dammy number 6.
Please, Sarge. You haven't seen a naked woman for 10 years. I got a look.
Now I lay me down to rest.
Where's she gone?
Ran about. Men, we must have discipline.
Open the box. Corporal, squeeze back up.
Sorry, sir. I don't think I can sort of squeeze anywhere. I just at a moment, sir.
And back on goes my shift.
Oh.
And back I go to Troy.
Oh.
Farewell, O goddess Athena. I shall come again.
Fires near the gate, sir.
No signal.
Just sentry fires, mighty Agamemnon.
That fizzing horse is still outside the city.
Pray so, sir.
Back to Tenedos.
We're going in, sir. At last. I don't even think to draw it.
Almost to see you guys, sir.
Sir?
I don't care.
Brace up, Dio. This isn't like you. It wasn't meant to be like this. What was that?
We're jammed, sir.
Didn't you think to design the horse to get through the gates, Dio?
No.
Another team of oxen on. Huh? Right. Now behind and push.
Push.
Now look. Rock it up and down. Rock it up and down.
I've got to get out of this, Sarge.
Steady, lad.
Where's the honour? Up and down. I can't take it.
Crease, my lad. Pick a crease.
Here. You've thrown up all of my tunic.
Sorry, sir.
Splendid. Now, when I give the word, we'll take a fast run at it. First I shall say, ready. Then I shall say, steady. And finally, I shall say, go! Ready, steady, go! Go!
They shoved it through the gates. Oh, here, it's a marvellous view. What do you say, Mel?
Bit uncanny. Still, good test run, eh? So long as the rope holds us to tree.
Oh, it'll hold us. Right, let's get back down. Put the fire out.
Right. they're closing the gates behind the horse. You reckon the army could come back and Diomedes open the gate for them?
Ooh, it's all I can think.
Yeah, half-baked plan.
Half-baked heroes make half-baked plans. Hey, that rain?
Aye, wind's getting up too. We're in for a storm. Hey, up. Beautiful. Down we go.
Right. Oh, that's happening.
What a device.
Oh, hey, what are we going to call this flying machine we've made?
Oh, I don't know. It's a bit unique, isn't it? It flies high.
We hope it flies high.
Carries men above the clouds.
Symbol of international cooperation, eh? You being Trojan and me a Greek.
Aye.
Symbol. What would you say? Concord?
Hey. That's it.
You mean?
Yep. We'll call it a hot air balloon.
Oh,
There's no blasted signal again.
Something has to happen, brother. 3 nights at sea. No food, no water. Dysentery widespread, scurvy rife. Men overboard to date. 36.
But what's wrong with them? Can't they swim?
Not in the heavy armor you ordered.
God, this can't go on.
12 suicides, mutiny among the myrmidons, wholesale defections. What are your commands?
Tomorrow night, we come again. If no signal, we surrender. This is a heavy day, brother.
Can't we just sail for home?
In this condition.
Man overboard! 37.
Dio! Wake up!
What?
Quiet, you men!
What?
Listen!
Mixing that.
It's a trick.
Hungry, are you? I've got watermelons here. Coffee. Cost you mine.
Coffee.
Can you hear me inside?
Coffee?
Shh.
Come on, come on. I haven't got all day and the sentry will be back soon. Are you buying or not? All right, then. Dirty postcards, clean clothes, razors, soap. You name it, I'll get it to you, but get a move on. Girls, boys, goats. I'm not sheep, but it's a seller's market.
That's better. What's your fancy?
12 melons and a jug of coffee, please.
That's 150 drachmas.
What?
How many of you?
12.
Each.
Hey,
Sergeant, will you collect the money?
Sir.
Let's suppose you know what's going to happen to the horse today.
Horses? Well, a few times triumph outside the walls, then to the square.
How did you know we were inside?
Put two and two together. Greek fleet coming back, is it? I mean, I'd like to know so I can board up the shop for London.
Well, actually, I...
Not as good as a wink. Right, there's your coffee.
Yours, sir.
You don't happen to know a Greek called Sinon?
Sinon, the official infiltrator. Oh, yeah, sure, they skewered him 3 days ago.
Ah.
And your change. Right, got to go. Good luck with the burning.
Could you come back tomorrow?
Did you say...
Burning?
Don't
you listen, I'm telling you. They're going to burn this, horse, you said? This, horse. Leave you in the square tonight and burn you in the morning. Sort of symbolic. Right, take care. Now, I'll see you at hatch. Down.
Oxen coming, sir.
Jolly good.
Family, friends, nobles, and allies of Troy. 10 years I have waited for this moment, and I can now say the siege of Troy is over. At sun up, we shall symbolically burn the wooden horse of Greece, which now stands in the square, and 12 days of celebration will begin. Our victory has not been without cost. My own son, Hector, and countless others have made the supreme sacrifice, but we have come through. I ask you, raise your goblets to Troy, our beloved city.
To Troy! Troy!
And furthermore, in pursuit of this great ideal, many more than we have failed. I simply say, men, I am proud of you. Greece is proud of you. What we intend is no disgrace. We shall break out of Troy, fight our way to the seashore, there to take our chances of finding at least one seaworthy ship. We live to fight another day.
3 cheers for Diomedes.
Thank you, Oddy.
So I name this device Hot Air Balloon. God bless her and all who fly her. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Oh, well said, Phil.
Oh, yep. The goatskins are rising. Hey, got the knife to cut us loose when the ropes are stretched.
Up and away in our beautiful balloon. Greece, here we come.
Hey, hang about.
What?
Hey, down there in the plain.
Yeah?
Hey, your eyes are better than mine. Hey, there, look. What's that the moonlight shining on?
Fizzy, Nora. It's your army marching up to Gates.
Oh, Menelaus, brother, the disgrace.
They won't massacre us as we would them, will they?
No. Trojans have a sentimental streak a mile wide. They'll love it. A complete army surrendering.
So far, so good. Is that the gate we want?
Looks like it.
Oh, the disgrace. Not even a lingering Trojan to cut down in our retreat. Perhaps I should have stayed inside the horse.
Going down with your ship is one thing. Going up in that evil-smelling box is another.
Sergeant, the gates. Quietly! What is it, man?
Gates is unlocked, sir, but something seems to be holding them.
Strange, Agamemnon. You'd almost think somebody was holding it.
We must get in and surrender with dignity. More men! Open that gate!
Pull, men! Pull!
We are, Dio!
Sir, no time, Sergeant! Pull!
Isn't the Dardanian gate as opens inwards, sir? This one opens outwards, doesn't it?
Push!
Don't fire!
We throw down our swords! Ow!
Careful! Diomedes!
Mighty Agamemnon!
What are you doing here?
Heading for the shore, sir. Operation Lightning Pegasus, a complete failure. What did you say you were doing?
Surrendering to the Trojan. Where are the Trojans?
Some sort of victory celebration.
I knew your knuckle-headed plan would be a disaster.
Oh, sir, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. Oh, that's not fair, sir.
Brother Dalmides, if I might suggest...
What?
Shall I order the attack, or will you...
Attack? What do you mean, attack? Oh, I see.
Oh, sorry.
It's not your fault.
War.
Right.
A city in flames. Sad sight.
My city.
What's left of it?
Let's go, Phil. I've seen enough.
I shouldn't think there's a Trojan man left alive. Except you. That's something, isn't it?
Aye. Sorry.
Come on, son. Cut the securing ropes. Let's go.
This is the way to travel. It's fantastic.
It'll never replace the chariot. What a view.
I'll put some more fuel in the brazier.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, I'm sorry it's all over. History being made and all that.
You what?
Well, being at the centre of great events and all that.
We were hardly at the centre. Oh, you youngsters. You were weeping over your burning home not 60 seconds ago.
Aye, but it is exciting, Phil. We'll have stories to tell.
Aye, and what's not true, you'll make up. Now, listen, that's the trouble. These 10 years will get written up and it'll be forgotten. The blood and the guts. The Trojan kid crying over his city in flames. It'll sound like a right adventure, a great experience. Then other kids like you will believe in all the glory rubbish. I've seen it before. You'll be lining up to fight in the next one. Great experiences are for the great. I'm a craftsman. Give me a chisel and a bit of wood and that's enough for me. Watch your balance.
Order! Order! Mighty Agamemnon, our great leader.
Revered master,
Revered Nestor, fellow Greeks, allies, the Trojan siege is concluded. 10 years of honorable and chivalrous war against a mighty foe have brought us, with the help of the gods, the help of the gods, the sweet and just fruits of victory. Many have fallen, lesser as well as greater, but the supreme sacrifice has not, brother Greeks, been paid in vain. When the official history of this, our mighty venture, the war to end all wars, comes to be written, as written it shall be, our descendants, stretching forward into time beyond imagining, will be proud, honored, grateful that we, heroes and men of Greece, came hither to avenge an insult to a Greek king and endured with nobility, steadfastness, and compassion to win a great war and vindicate the honor of the greatest civilization in the world. I, mighty Agamemnon, your great leader, stand before you, your humble and proud comrade. God bless you all.
Wonderful thing. Good solid burst of hot air, eh, Phil?
Ah, we're doing well, my lad. Won't be long before Troy falls over the horizon, and good riddance too. No offence.
Oh. Hey, one ship's away.
I see who it is.
Odysseus, I think. Ah, yeah, Odysseus. Hello, hello.
Hey, up. He's off in the wrong direction. Oh. Where does he think he's off to?
Bonehead heroes. I wonder what'll happen to him.
Ah, that's another story. Hey, fancy a brew of coffee?
Oh, I don't mind, yeah.
In Operation Lightning Pegasus, you heard Timothy West as Agamemnon, with Norma Ronald, Joy Harrison, Neil Stacey, Henry Stamper, Nicholas Courtney, Christian Rodsker, Ronald Herdman, Sean Probert, Hugh Dixon, Tim Bentinck, Andrew Hilton, Rosalind Adams, and Jeffrey Bateman. The scriptwriter was Alec Rowe, and the producer was Sean McLaughlin.